Hawaii's visitor industry is becoming more Hawaiian, offering tourists more in the way of authentic cultural exposure, and even more importantly, investing in cultural tourism. HPR reporter Kuuwe Hiraishi has been watching the trend evolve and hearing it touted at this week's Visitor Industry Summit. She's with us in our studio. Hi, Kuuwe.
Aloha, Chris.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
We've been feeling a change in the air for a while now, but it's really becoming pretty pronounced these days.
Yes. So when I went to the Global Tourism Summit yesterday, in fact, there were about a half a dozen cultural practitioners. So you had Delani Tanahi beating kapa. You had Umi Kai making his implements. Pohaku Stone with his giant surfboards made out of Native Hawaiian woods.
And
these were on display very prominently at the summit, which is something that 20 years ago you probably would not see.
It's likely you would not. And I know 20 years ago a lot of people were complaining that we were kind of becoming Las Vegas.
Exactly. There's always going to be that fear, I think, that we are going to just exploit everything possible for that dollar, for that tourism dollar especially.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole idea of the way tourism, that what we might call the old paradigm of tourism, has kind of created some resentment. I mean, we both heard a caller in the show a little bit earlier say, what, tourism destroys culture?
That's
angrily saying that, right?
Exactly. And there is that sentiment in the wider community. And I think in the Native Hawaiian community as well, there is a bit of that. I did speak to Kalani Kana'ana, who's the cultural programs director over at the Hawaii Tourism Authority. Mm-hmm. And he says that's a constant struggle to try to engage that community in the tourism industry. Because for a long time, there wasn't a good representation by Native Hawaiians who were involved in the industry. It was sort of this reluctance to get involved. We don't want to, they're not properly portraying our culture, so why would I want to get involved in that?
Mm-hmm.
But the change in that mindset and having people like Kalani at the Hawaii Tourism Authority and having folks like the Native Hawaiian Hospitality Association out there very kind of giving exposure to folks like those cultural practitioners has really made some changes in the way that the culture is portrayed and making sure that there is that balance of culture and commerce to the point where we're not going to water down the culture just to make that money.
And that's a concern because people who, you know, are close to Hawaiian culture, cultural practitioners, anyone who cares about it doesn't want to see it cheapened. And that's the perception of what tourism might do. I suspect that was behind what that caller was saying, for example.
Exactly. And I think that there is still a little bit of that in our cultural practitioners. But because the Hawaii Tourism Authority and folks have been reaching out, the industry has been reaching out to these folks, knowing that it'll help the value of the tourism product, if you will, to have an authentic cultural practitioner there doing what they've been doing for decades, that's going to add to more visitors wanting to have that same experience. And knowing that, it sort of keeps the value going good, and it also keeps folks involved.
Well, you know, Kuuwe, you heard our discussion yesterday with the woodcarver Manny Matos, who is now out in the Waimea Valley. And he himself said, you know, he was reluctant to take part, and this is a funded program that has him doing his thing for visitors. But he said he was very pleasantly surprised by the degree of interest that visitors were showing. They were saying, I came here, I want to learn about your culture. I don't want to just lie on the beach.
And that is a trend that we are seeing with cultural tourism. And I think Sherry Bracken had touched on it earlier.
Yeah.
Our tourists, the visitors that are coming here, want more than that prepackaged, you know, mass-produced experience.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go to the luau where they can hardly see the stage. They want to go to this sort of intimate setting where they can talk to someone who is making laulau for them. You know, they're looking for different experiences. And I think the industry has seen that and responding by investing in people like Manny to give those experiences.
Has it maybe been a little bit late to the party?
Oh, that's a good question. And I don't know that it's better late than never, I would want to say. Because
no argument there.
Yeah.
Few would argue with that, right?
Exactly. I think from talking to a lot of the folks in the industry, they are pleased with the representation of the Hawaiian culture, but it is a constant everyday struggle that they will continue, you know, as long as they're a part of the conversation, we should see some very positive results.
Well, certainly that conversation, as long as I can remember, over 35 years here, has been, you know, there are a lot of places where you can go and lie on the beach.
Exactly. And
what is unique about us?
Exactly. And that is what we keep on saying, is that the Hawaiian culture is at the core and the foundation of what brings visitors to Hawaii. So investing in that is something that I think the industry sees as has a lot of value.
You know, we all remember the opening sequence of the television program Hawaii 5-0, which got a lot of people thinking about, I might want to go to Hawaii. And a lot of the sort of flashy things they showed in that, I'm just using that as an example, right, were not particularly Hawaiian, right? Because, you know, it was sort of very pounding drums. It was sort of pumped up excitement. It doesn't really address the whole nature of a lot of Hawaiian art, slack key and hula, that is more sort of nahe nahe.
Right, the tiki culture and the sort of that older grass skirts mentality, and that still exists in some corners of the world in terms of the reputation that Hawaii has and Hawaiian culture has. Mm-hmm. But I think we've seen a drastic change in terms of increased awareness of what authentic Hawaiian culture does look like. And I think a lot of it has to do with the increasing number of Native Hawaiians in the tourism industry, not just as at the hotels or restaurants, but in leadership positions.
In the decision-making.
Exactly.
Ranks,
they're at the table saying, no.
Yeah.
That's not Hawaiian. And that makes a huge difference.
At the convention center this week, have you gotten a sense of a mood? You know, is there an optimistic mood in general about Hawaii tourism?
It is. And it's every year the Global Tourism Summit, or the annual conference run by HTA, is always very, very upbeat. There's never any doom and gloom. But I think having folks like the cultural practitioners out there and having Hawaiian music, just having the people in the tourism industry from around the world get an idea of what it means, a sense of place to be here and be exposed to the culture in the way that they are, I think it convinces them that they can bring people here and do it in a responsible way.
Well, we're certainly seeing that in other parts of the world. You know, the keynote speaker at the summit was from Iceland, and we talked to her a few days ago, basically saying that people are interested in Icelandic culture when they come, you know, because they're not going to find it anywhere else except where she lives, right?
Exactly. And that's the same thing that is going on at the Global Tourism Summit this week, is just an increased awareness that, you know, the thing that brings people here is the culture, and we better continue to invest in it.
Well, it certainly is. It's quite a shift from how it used to be. So it'd be interesting to see, you know, how many more programs like the ones we've been hearing about, how many more of those come about.
Definitely. It's going to be an exciting future, I think, for cultural tourism in Hawaii.
Well, the thing about any kind of investment is you've got to give it some time to see if it pays off, right?
Yes. Gradual growth is what our cultural tourism folks were saying.
Well, let's hope for the best. Thanks a lot, Kuvei.
Mahalo.
Kuvei Hiraishi is HPR's General Assignment Reporter. The Global Tourism Summit concludes today at the Hawaii Convention Center in Honolulu.